Sunlight shines behind the word Summit Entertainment, which hovers in a clearing of puffy clouds. As the view swoops around the words, they disappear in a cloud, then emerge to read a Lionsgate Company. A glimmering Art Nouveau-style filigree glides back and golden words soar into place below, Temple Hill. Summit Entertainment presents ESPN Films 30 for 30. 70s-era footage and stills appear.
Deep in the concrete canyons of Harlem, New York, stands a basketball court where the legends of the game are born. Rucker Park. Between the lines of this battleground, a great many tales of warriors have come and gone. But there was one player whose talent soared far above the rest. His name, Uncle Drew.
Basketball luminaries appear.
So good.
Incredible.
Like, scary good.
Dominating.
Dangerous.
Best of the best.
Bananas.
I mean, you know, he just brought things to the game had never seen before. Changed the face of basketball.
Drew been dangerous since birth.
My pops played him one-on-one in the seventh grade. He broke my pops' ankle.
A man's ankle snaps.
True story. Gym teacher gave him a D.
You know, he show you one trick, he beat you with another trick.
Shaking people's sneakers off. They falling out the trees.
Dikembe Mutombo motions.
He was a bad man.
He went to one end of the court, shot the lights out, went to the other end of the court, shot it back on.
Jerry West.
And he was good enough to be the logo.
Wait, I thought you were the NBA logo.
It's actually Uncle Drew. They just shaved his afro off.
The logo gets a haircut.
One time he took on the Destroyer and beat him only with his left hand. And then hold on, wait for it. With his right hand, he was eating a ham sandwich.
Was there anyone out there better than Uncle Drew?
Dikembe wags a finger.
With word of Sandwichgate and Black Ankle Sunday both spreading like wildfire, Uncle Drew and his childhood friends shot to the top of the first Rucker Classic in 68. But it was not long before it all came crashing down.
Pee-wee Kirkland.
It had to be something concerning him and the female. We knew that.
Uncle Drew and the ladies? Yeah.
Man, the rumor was, man, Drew slept with one of his teammates' girl the night before the finals.
A headline reads, buckets are a no-show.
And when it came time to play in the finals, they were all a complete and total no-show.
And after that, he just disappeared.
Despite the mysterious disappearance of its greatest player, the fabled park is still the epicenter of the streetball universe. The question is, will this year's Rucker Classic see the birth of a new playground legend?
In slow motion, a view from a backboard shows a sinewy man with a fade executing a spinning tomahawk dunk. He jumps triumphantly, then leaps and blocks a shot, slams away a guard to make a one-handed dunk, and soars up for a three-pointer. That's my Wu-Tang. Now, he passes the ball to a teammate. A short, heavyset man grabs the ball.
Give me that.
Oh, what's up?
What was that?
What's the problem, man? Mario was open.
Maybe Mario was open, maybe he wasn't. But you know what the problem with that is?
Huh?
Mario, hey, I don't know what you're doing. Close your ears.
Mario plugs his ears.
Mario is terrible. Okay, look at him. I just told a grown man to cover his ears, and that's what he just did.
Coach, what are you saying?
Grab the ball, Casper. You are my Beyonce, okay?
Beyonce?
Not Dante, not White Dante, not regular Jeff, not Lil Melvin, not Lil Melvin's stunt double. Okay, they just Destiny's Children. You are the star. You are my queen bee.
All right.
Let's make lemonade, man.
Score the rock.
All right. Now, look here, everybody. I'm gonna say this once. Nobody else shoot the ball. Just Casper. Let's go.
The coach sits as a bald man approaches.
Dax Winslow, Sal Masekela, Slam Magazine.
Slam Magazine.
Yes,
huh?
Sir. Yeah. Mind if I get a couple of sound bites?
Well, mine. No, you should have been talking to me.
Sal sits beside Dax and holds up his phone.
How does a guy who works at Foot Locker get a beast like Casper Jones to play for him in Rucker Park?
Game recognized game. He's the best player. I'm the best coach. We gonna take it off. I'm telling you, this dude is amazing, man. Put me and Casper on the cup.
A gum-chewing man struts into the gym.
You know who that is, right?
Know who is?
Who Mookie Bass is.
Dax turns.
AKA that Macklemore-looking dude that's making eyes at your meal ticket, man.
Mookie winks at Casper, and Dax storms over.
What the hell he's doing here?
Hey, what's up, Dix?
First of all, you know my name is Dax.
A bag of Dax don't make no sense.
What's that?
What's that smell? Is that a grudge? Are you still holding a grudge because I blocked your shot?
I have no recollection or even know what you even talking about.
Okay, let me refresh your memory then. You're about to hit a three-pointer out of nowhere. A little white boy comes out, bam! Blocked that shot, I think, in my armpit. But I do remember, ooh,
There was that Spalding
you
right
across. You even jumped that high. So like nipples.
High enough that I could see your face like this. You're like.
He widens his eyes.
Stop. That's not. I didn't do that. What are you doing? Stop.
Dax lifts his whistle.
Casper, take it from the top. Do something, y'all. Defense, Dante, figure it out.
Casper Jones, huh?
Could you just literally give me some space, man?
Yo, you seen this top, though, right here?
I mean, that's the one where I blocked a shot, won the game.
His abdomen is tattooed really with winning years.
7 of 9 Rutgers championships. But don't you worry, Dix. I got plenty of length on my Dax for the next one.
I don't care. I don't want to hear about your man, John. Is there a point to all this?
Yeah, I guess my point is, when you have a history of winning as many titles as I do, cats like Casper Jones, they have a way of gravitating towards you.
Dax glances over to see Casper slam dunk.
So I'll see you when I see you, Dix.
Dax scowls as Mookie turns and heads away. Then he lifts his whistle.
Hey, Casper. Hey, man, let me talk to you real quick.
What's up, coach?
We good, right? You know what I mean? Me and you.
Yeah, we all right.
Do you need anything, or?
You know, it'd be dope. The new Space Jams?
They are amazing. They're pretty expensive, like $225.
Straight fire.
Yeah, they fire. But you know what? I just thought about it. I sold the last pair this morning, wow. So the good news is, in another week and a half, we get new stock, and I got a pair just for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, we all right.
I got you, brother. So it's me and you. We good.
Yeah, we rolling.
You with me.
I'm with you, dog.
Forever.
Forever.
Dax and Casper.
You my bro.
All right, man. I love you.
Love you too, man.
We good,
yep.
Right?
No doubt. All right.
Cool.
A view soars over the bridges spanning the East River as sunset paints the sky gold. Alone in bed, Dax tosses and turns. A building appears bearing a sign reading St. Vincent's Home for Boys.
We'll find your family.
Young Dax watches sullenly as another boy high-fives his new parents.
We'll find your family.
Yes!
He notices a TV and walks toward it, mouth open. On the screen, a figure leaps and scores.
Oh, what a move by Jordan!
Young Dax stares raptly, watching Michael Jordan battle Larry Bird and the Boston Celtics.
Jordan with the moves! Man, what an inspiration! Just listen to the crowd! They love him! They love him!
Later, the boy dribbles a toy basketball and dunks into a plastic hoop.
They love him! They love him!
He stretches his arms out in front of Jordan's wings poster and measures his wingspan as he grows older.
Yes.
Now in a schoolyard, Teen Dax sinks three-pointers, then other boys join him.
Yo, can we run with you?
Yes.
He high-fives his new friend, and they all play. In a packed school gym, Team Dax dribbles the ball down the court, takes aim, and shoots. But a boy swats his shot into the bleachers.
No!
You need to be on the bench!
Whoa. It's worthless!
Suck, Dax!
You need new glasses!
He's the worst!
His team's bear mascot shakes his head.
Dax, that was unbearable.
Dream sequence!
Dax sits up in bed as a woman glances over.
Boy, you better than Cable.
Look, you wouldn't even understand, okay? It's terrible.
Dreaming about that little white boy slapping that ball out your hand? Now, how do I look?
You look expensive. Man, you know I can't afford Gucci on my salary.
Which is why when you and Casper win the Rucker and the $100,000 check to come with it, we'll be just fine.
Maybe I thought that $100K we was gonna use to start a family.
Ooh, I want a Tesla. Ooh! I would look so cute in a Tesla. And I had a little screen on the side, and then I could be like, boop, 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 boop. And all my homegirls gonna be like, look at Jess killing them in a Tesla.
Well, I mean, this sounds like a beautiful, beautiful dream and everything, but I didn't hear my name one time. You didn't say, oh, Dax is in the Tesla with me, or?
You gonna be there too. It's gonna be me and you. We're just gonna be one big happy family.
I love that.
Well, don't let the ghost of white boy past scare you out of getting this money. You win this game, and you win this money, and bring it back home.
I'm motivated, baby.
Woo!
Jess makes clawing motions. In Foot Locker.
That's right. These shoes right here are classic. I wore these shoes last night, little man, and I had a quadruple double.
A boy's mother leans into Dax.
I didn't want to say this, but he isn't even that good.
Why would you say that about your baby? Are you a stepmother or something? You the real mother?
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Dax spots his team members nearing.
You know something? Larry, help out.
He hands the sneakers he was showing to another salesman and slips behind a clothing rack. Then Jess steps up behind him.
Hey, baby.
Oh, hey, girl.
I thought we were going to lunch today.
You're right. We supposed to have lunch.
Yeah, I'm very hungry. I've been shopping all day. Look it.
Do me a favor, man. Just give me a second. Just go look at some shoes or something.
Well, do they got them new Riris?
Riris, BBs, whoever you need.
Ooh, they got them because, you know, I do not want to be shopping unless I can get them new Riris. because she a savage, too.
You a savage and you fine.
I'm fine?
Yeah.
Well, boy, you better shut up.
Over there, look at those re-reads. You know what I mean? I see you, boo.
She ready.
She ready.
Yeah.
Dax grinds his teeth anxiously and heads over to his players.
Yo, my main man, Casper. What up, brother?
What up, Dax? How you doing?
The myth, the legend in the making.
Hold that thought. Man, I'm confused. I thought these were out of stock.
Bruh, the truck came this morning and dropped off a new stock of shoes. I was gonna call you.
So you gonna hook us up then?
Oh, so you want me to get shoes for everybody?
Everybody.
This dude and this guy.
If you can't do it, I got plenty of people that can.
I got you. I'm gonna take care of you and your whole squad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a lot better.
Taxes included after I put in my employee discount, which will probably get me fired. The total was $833.50.
Everybody, it's on Dax.
It's on Dax.
We gonna roll.
Oh, hey, Casper.
Oh, hey, baby. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Ooh, baby, that's our meal ticket right there. Oh, my goodness. Let me show you what I found on Zillow. I found a really cute brownstone two-bedroom.
Dax runs his card.
Damn it.
Excuse me? What's going
Damn
on?
Damn what? Marty, don't worry about it. Oh, hell no. If the money for these shoes that just magically flew out of here don't come up in 60 seconds, you and Miss Belly out going to jail.
What the hell are you talking about? First off, I didn't do nothing wrong, so I ain't going to jail, but thank you for noticing that my belly's out.
Come here.
What?
Dax takes Jess aside.
That kid I just left here?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to change our lives forever.
50%.
He tilts his head.
I mean, at the most, I could do 49%.
You got 30 seconds, brother.
All right, 50%.
Jess hands him a credit card.
It's nice doing business with you, boo. 50%. I'm getting 50%. Marty, did you hear that? 50%.
Back at the gym, Dax strolls in with a box of orange jerseys reading Harlem Money.
Yo, yo, yo. Look at this, man. Fresh off the presses, y'all. Harlem Money. You see that? Come on, y'all. Look. Go grab your jersey. Come on.
I didn't know you got money for second place.
Mokey swaggers out from behind the players in a black shark teeth t-shirt.
Hey, man, what the hell are you doing here?
Why don't you enlighten this fool, C-Dog?
C-Dog?
I'm C-Dog now. New team, new nickname.
Wait, what?
That's what I said to him. I was like, C-Dog, don't you want to be coached by a dude who looks like an M&M? What about a dude who looks straight up like a basketball? Like a Syracuse Orange Man?
Dax breaks into a grin.
I've spent my life savings just to get in this tournament. I gotta give my girlfriend half the winnings or she's gonna leave me. I took 3 buses and a train just to pick up those jerseys. Those Jordans, man. You know how much that cost me?
Yo, by the way, thank you for the kicks. They are mad expensive. There was no way I was gonna buy them. All right, boys, let's roll.
Come back here. Dante. Other Dante. Casper, take off those shoes.
I'm gonna hold these.
You hear me, Casper? Take off those shoes.
On television.
And coming in at number 1 on SportsCenter's Not Top 10 list, with the Rucker 50 right around the corner, we have a meltdown from New York City. I'm told the man you see here is a coach named Dax Winslow. And Dax, the good news, you're on SportsCenter. The bad news,
Dax! What's up, girl? What'd I do wrong now?
Jess points to her TV.
You're rolling around on the ground trying to take somebody's sneakers off their sweaty feet? Like, is this your team? Are these even your players?
Come on, man.
Dax, this is Rucker, man. Have some respect.
Damn you, Scott Van Pelt.
Footage shows Dax on the ground clutching Casper's foot.
Everything gonna be all right, okay? I'm gonna figure something out.
I can't do this anymore.
Jess rises from the couch.
Excuse me?
Do you think that I'm counting on you? Because I'm not. No, I was counting on Casper, and you lost him. You can't even do that right. Go in there, pack your stuff up, and leave.
And you can't just kick me out our house?
This is my apartment. Do you even remember the last time you paid rent?
Okay, every Taco Tuesday, who bought a $2 taco?
Don't nobody care about no damn tacos.
Okay, I paid the water bill that one
time.
Get
out my house.
Dax gets on one knee.
Just, I ain't got nowhere to go, you know? I done had no family. And then I met you, and you took me in, and you changed my life. Baby, we in this together. You are my everything. Please, just let me stay here and figure things out.
Dax trudges out of the building carrying a suitcase.
Where I'm feeling.
Jess leans out a window.
Hey! Don't leave with my bag, fool!
Where am I supposed to put my stuff?
Leave it what you came with!
Fine, I give you back your stupid fake bag.
It's not stupid, you stupid! My bag is smarter than you!
Moments later, Dax trudges out of the apartment building lugging a bulging garbage bag. Now, in Making the Cut Barbershop,
get my shoes back.
Barbers and customers watch the television.
I know y'all think this is all fun and games and stuff, but I use everything I got on this tournament.
Did you get a receipt?
A mustache barber leans down.
The money's non-refundable.
That's cool.
This is a perfect opportunity for Dax to meet Uncle Drew. Oh.
Don't start that in here with the old Uncle Drew's. You're trying to throw a toothpick in the lumber yard.
The man's the greatest blacktop player I've ever seen in my life. He's real. I seen the boy put up 40 points against the Destroyers using just his left hand and his chin. The other hand, he had a ham sandwich with extra cheese on it, mayo. He liked mayonnaise.
Oh, okay, come on, man. That's just like talking about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, you can't compare Bigfoot to Uncle Drew.
Some bitch used to date my sister.
Used to date my sister and my mother.
He actually hit my eighth grade teacher.
Oh! Ain't none of my business what that man does in his spare time. I know he had a foot fetish.
All right, the 60s was a wild time. Okay, so what?
Remember them Buicks? Everybody had them damn Buicks. You ride around, had a big old back seat.
You can't move your hips, but you can still move your lips.
I ain't gonna go no further.
Oh, you need some Viagra and some dress socks.
And a damn Viagra back then, you had to get two ice cream sticks and a rubber band to make your stuff stand up like that.
I don't have time for this, man. I gotta go.
Hey, whoa, hold on, Dad.
Hold on.
Hey, look, you need to go holler at Uncle Drew, okay? He's a Zen master of basketball. Gotta believe.
Hey, look, maybe he was good. But you think this old man can steal ball? Come on, bro. I'm good, man. I gotta find some players, man.
You'll be sorry, Dax. Don't do that to yourself. Give it Drew! Give it Drew!
Still toting around the garbage bag, Dax travels around the city to different courts to talk to ballers.
Inside, you still hear the engine. Like, ren, ren, this is your ending. If you're offended, I dare you f***ing be defended. These M's is rushing through my blood like the Kremlin. I'm back with a vengeance, and this is what the sound of revenge is.
Players shake their heads, push him away, wave him off, and one makes a slicing motion to his neck. Dax climbs out of 125th subway stop, gets more rejections, and later trots right back down the steps. Now he sits in courtside bleachers.
Welcome to the jungle, baby. Get out of here. Go corner, corner, corner.
He shakes his head as a player tears down the court for a layup shot and misses.
See that right there? That's the problem with your generation.
Dax turns.
$1 million move, 5 cent finish.
You haven't made a shot yet?
I'm back.
Come on.
The same player misses a tray.
I was open.
I had to shoot, man.
I've taken out trash that don't stink as bad as that.
Dax peers across at the old man.
Dr. Naismith would be rolling in his grave if he knew what these bums is up to out here.
Talk a lot of smack for geriatric. It's a shame you can't back any of it up.
And who's to say I can't?
All right, then. What's the bet?
If you win, I'll leave the park and I'll never come back.
Good.
It's real good.
But if I win, you and your crew start playing the game the way it's meant to be played.
Oh, and how's that? On a peach basket?
It's like a perfectly orchestrated symphony.
The white-bearded man, Uncle Drew, struggles to rise.
Not any instrument is more important than another.
And what's in it for you?
Love, young blood. Only love.
What is this dude talking about?
Me?
Uncle Drew slaps a paper bag in a burly guy's chest.
Hold my nuts.
Hold your nuts? Hey, Jim, get this dude out of here, man. Hey, everybody off the court. Get off the court, man. Get your big behind off the court.
The shot missing baller slams a ball in Drew's belly.
Give him the business.
Ball up.
Hey, young fella. You better watch that.
Drew bounces the ball to him and takes an awkward-looking position.
Aren't you to get in your stance?
I am in my stance.
The baller blows past the old man for a layup.
Don't worry, Grandpa. I'm gonna have you home in plenty of time for NCIS.
Yeah. Hey. But sure, I know, though. Even a bum ain't as broke as your jump shot.
Give it to him, Jay.
Prove it.
You want to see it rain?
Jay buries a long jumper.
Let it rain.
Hang drops. 2-0. Next basket wins.
It's getting to be about that time, ain't it?
Drew limps back over and bends to touch his palms to the ground.
Yeah, give it to him.
This game is over.
Dax reaches for his bag as Jay snaps off a hard crossover and Drew deftly steals the ball. More spectators near as Drew dribbles confidently, bouncing the ball between his legs.
It's time for you to change your pinup, because you just got robbed.
He heads for the hoop, but dances back, throwing Jay off balance.
Whoa. Come on back.
Jay, come on, son.
You want me to tell you your first mistake or your second?
What's the matter? You forgot the score?
One, you got too cocky. There's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, young blood.
Drew confuses Jay with a swift rocker step.
Come on back. Come on back. And then two, giving up your lead hit. You might as well unlock the door and have your wife show me where the chime is.
Jay dives, but he spins away.
I wouldn't do that either if I was you.
Drew blows past the younger man for an easy lay-in. Dax laughs.
You cooking your boy.
You need to go back on and play with them kids, man.
I get buckets.
Shut up, old man.
On young blood.
Check ball.
This game is all mental. All mental.
The old man buries a step back three.
Oh! Hand down, man down. Anybody got a GPS?
Come on, Jay.
You know, I'm gonna need a whole new zip code on that one. Game point, young blood.
Whatever.
You ready?
Drew dribbles behind his back.
I'll give you that.
Nah, don't give him that.
You still don't believe, do you?
He bounds, launching a jump shot that soars right into the basket.
Don't do him like that, Uncle Drew! Young blood.
Jay turns to the old man.
The game.
Drew limps off the court.
Who is that dude?
Moments later, Dax catches up to Drew as he carries his lawn chair away.
Oh, my God, man. That was a pretty amazing show you put on back there. I mean, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, honestly. How you doing? My name is Dax.
I'm not interested.
I haven't even told you what I'm trying to do.
Okay, okay. You can't believe someone that looks like me can play like Jordan Magic Bird. You want to take advantage of that? See if you can cash in somehow. I know your M.O.
What? No. You got me all wrong, man. Look, I just want to talk to you about the Rucker. You know the
Rucker?
Uncle Drew stops.
You don't know nothing about no real Rucker, young blood.
Dax's brow furrows, then he lifts a finger.
Exactly. You're right. I don't know anything about the Rucker. A lot of us don't. But someone like you could help us, man. We could combine the old school with the new school, right? Like an old school, new school remix, where you can educate all the young bloods who are lost in their way, right? And show them what they're really doing wrong. You can do that.
It is a lot of lost young bloods out here, huh?
It is so many lost young bloods out here. It is ridiculous. If I could help them, I would, but I don't know because I'm lost too, okay? And that's why we need you. Look. Perfect example. This is who you are. You're a lonely lighthouse in a sea of fog.
I actually kind of like that. I like that.
That's
like,
good, ain't it?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's what I'm telling you. You're coming to the rescue, man. You get a chance to teach this in front of a bigger audience at the Rucker. The Rucker.
Drew gazes off.
Rucker. Rucker would be nice. I tell you what. I'll do it on one condition.
Yes! Anything you want, I don't care what it is. I got you.
It's gotta be my team, my boys.
Okay, anything but that. No, because it's my team.
Yeah, I guess we're done here. Dax, whatever.
Okay. I'm in, okay? My team, your roster.
It's my team, my roster.
Drew heads for a bathroom.
Look, where you going?
It's a long drive to Chocolate City.
Wait, Chocolate City? What's in D.C.?
Preacher. It's the best power forward I ever played with.
I mean, you don't know no local power forward? So somebody stay in the neighborhood?
Now, Drew slides open a van door.
Here she is.
The vehicle is striped in warm sunset colors.
You know, so if Billy Dee Williams and Diana Ross had a love child, it would have definitely been inside this van.
Go on, look way back there. Go ahead, take a look.
Dax peers at the rearmost seat.
That right there is the boom, boom room. Boom, boom room come with one rule. No shoes in the boom, boom room.
So I could wear shoes throughout the rest of part of this van, but if I go a couple feet back, I gotta take my shoes off. Why do I gotta take my shoes off back there? And I can leave my shoes on, like, right here. It's the same space.
Well, it's the living room, and then it goes to the boom boom room.
See, that don't even make sense, because it's a van.
Yeah.
Everything is right next to each other.
Let's go over the rest of the rooms.
No, but I'm saying I don't...
Dax climbs in the shotgun seat.
Hey, don't be slamming my door.
Oh, sorry about that. Man, you just did the same.
Let's go over the rules. One, I'm the pilot. It means I steer the ship. Two, I'm the weatherman. I control the heat.
Did you just say heat? I mean, I don't know if you know this. It's the middle of summer, so maybe you should talk.
Three, don't be questioning one and two.
Can't help it if I'm running a little cold these days. Fool, I'm the DJ, which means I control the music.
Uncle Drew holds up an 8-track tape.
What's that? Is that a Game Boy? An electronic book?
He slides it in the dash.
Yeah. You gonna see. Oh, yeah.
Dax squints at it.
There ain't no job.
Can we just go to Chocolate City?
Don't even have to drive.
At least turn down the heat.
Nah, slippity slide.
My glasses are sweating.
Sit alone, that's what I do. Just sit alone, that's what
you
I
dance
do.
Dance like that in a jogger suit. Are you not hot?
Drew dances with his hands.
I'm really creeped out.
Gotta get the boys. I gotta turn up the heat a little bit, though. Yeah.
Please don't turn the heat up.
The van pulls off down the street. A view glides over the George Washington Bridge, then follows the orange, yellow, red, and brown van as it cruises along, its shadow lengthening. After dark, they roll through a tangle of overpasses.
We've been listening to this song since this morning. It is nighttime.
Drew changes tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, oh, oh. What you know about this drug? I thought this was gonna be a boring road trip. You got the classics playing, man.
She know about the classics, young blood.
I know a lot, man. How did you get Biggie Smalls on the A-track? That's crazy, man. Junior Mafia.
Junior what?
You know what I said. You know who they are. Ooh.
Dax dances in his seat.
Two of my ladies in the place with style and grace allow me to...
Okay. New rule, young blood. None of this rappity-hippity-hop nonsense. You understand?
What you mean, rappity-hippity-hop? That's not what it's called, hip-hop.
My call, my version. Talking about styling, what is that?
Well, first of all, I can tell you don't have style because you always got on jogging suits.
Talking from the hustle with the fake chains.
These are real. I got these for my birthday. So
yeah,
you got
right.
Your business.
Yeah, right. Those
three
cost,
checks.
Those cost 50 cents a piece.
Three checks.
My teeth cost more than that. This is real music. Now listen to the words. Oh, yeah. Can see, wanna keep you here.
Drew sways.
Laying next to me. That's what I tell my girls in the boom boom room. Between the sheets. Ooh, this is my favorite part. Go ahead. My baby. Ooh.
Okay.
Dax stops the tape.
Baby, sorry, look, my love.
Stop saying you're ruining it.
First off, watch your tongue.
Look, here we go. Just listen to it. Give it a try.
Dax holds up his cell.
Oh, come on. You see how quick I did it? I just pushed play. I had to take out an Atari cartridge and stuff it.
Okay. Pause. How do you pause it? Okay, young blood. Ain't gonna be none of that nonsense here in my car right now.
You gonna call this nonsense? This is one of the greatest MCs of all time.
Yeah, what about the Isley Brothers?
I don't know too much of their history, but I'll Google it later.
What is Google?
The younger man shakes his head. In D.C., morning sunlight bathes the Capitol building and the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. The van pulls over in front of a building with a sign reading, The Calm Before the Storm Divine Ministries.
Hey, man, is this a church?
Heck else is going to be.
Did we road trip all the way out here to pick up an actual preacher?
You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it, man, but I thought it was like a nickname, like Hot Sauce or Crazy Legs or The Glove.
Inside, across from a stained glass window depicting an African-American
Amen.
Jesus, a
Amen.
Preacher holds a baby.
We're gathered here today to bear witness to the anointing, the christening, the blessing of this young rookie soul.
He stands knee-deep in a pool.
And it is with the purity of heart we pray that he will one day grow to drive the paint.
Why is he holding like that?
Crash the boards of moral righteousness.
Preacher swings the baby behind his back.
No, please.
My man Kevin Durant started a new beginning in Golden State.
You preach, preacher.
He's gonna duck a baby.
One for the money. Two for the show. Three to get ready.
He rears back, holding the baby up high.
Wait. Hey, man, what are you doing with that baby, man? You can't baptize a baby. You cannot do that. You cannot.
Drew, let me go. I got this.
That is a baby, okay? You christen a baby, right? You hold the baby, right? Maybe splash a little water on his face. He's gonna cry a little bit, but no big deal. You don't dunk a baby in a baptismal pool. What type of parents are y'all to let this really large man pick your baby? He did it like this. He put your baby behind his back. You gonna let this man, Steph Curry, your baby? That's insane.
Maybe the midget's right.
The parents peer over.
Can we have our baby back?
Is there something I can help you with, son?
Dax, give it a break.
No.
Sit down.
I'm not sitting down, Drew. I'm taking a stand.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, I warned you.
Where you from, son?
I tell you where I'm from New York City.
A woman rises.
Here, Tiny Tim. Took me almost an hour to fill up that pool. Somebody's getting baptized, understand?
Dump this pot belly, tell her to. You can't talk to me like that.
Y'all want to baptize him? Yeah. Bring him on up.
Dunk him like a fat donut.
Dunk him, preacher.
What are you doing, man?
That's my boy, Drew. Drew, you gotta make him take one for the team.
Let that belly float in the name of Jesus.
To take one for the team, oh yeah.
Let me take one for the team.
Now in a white robe, Dax kneels in the pool.
Drew, just like back in the day when we used to hoop, you can still throw the alley-oop. Thank you for throwing me this lost soul. Ah!
Preacher dunks Dax in the water over and over. Parishioners get up and dance.
He's got it! He's nasty! Lord Jesus, help him lose the weight to him!
Later, Preacher bounces a ball behind his calves as he sits in a front pew next to Drew.
One last run at the Rucker?
50th anniversary.
You know this is more than the 50th anniversary. This here? Fine intervention.
I wouldn't call it all that.
I'm gonna have to run it by Betty Lou, though.
Run what by Betty Lou?
Drew's putting the squad back together.
Yep.
You forget what happened to you, Preacher, when you get between them lines?
No.
The woman nears.
Ain't laced them up in a while, that's all.
And there is a reason for that.
Quick question. What exactly is a while? I mean, like, is that like a few weeks or...
Thirty-five years. Still nice, though.
Wait, 35 years? Come on, man, that's ridiculous.
A little hobbit is right. It's ridiculous. It's God's work that matters now, not basketball.
Just because it's God's work don't mean it's not still work.
His work is never done. Now, I had about enough of this.
Preacher glares at Betty Lou.
Book of Psalms, chapter 62, verse 1 and 2.
Fool, please. Book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 4.
Ephesians 5, chapter 22, boom.
Book of Betty Lou, chapter 1, verse, I said so.
Preacher gazes up, then turns to Drew.
You heard the woman. I can't go.
In the van.
One, it wasn't no black hobbits, right? And two, that is one me church woman. She's supposed to be calling me ugly like that. Okay, and I'm handsome. I'm the short version of Idris Elba. The ladies say it all the time, man. And is he even coming?
He's coming.
How do you know?
Basketball is in his blood, same as it is in mine.
Both of y'all old as hell, okay? And I at least saw you play first. I need to see him shoot at least.
Young blood, you can't teach 7 feet.
What you mean you can't teach 7 feet? What are you talking?
Hallelujah! Man can only take so much nagging before he didn't have enough.
I told you.
Man, he could have got out of here without yelling hallelujah in my ear, right?
They pull away.
Preacher, you're supposed to take your shoes off in the boom boom room.
You gonna tell me the rules of the boom boom room? I'm just trying to make sure we clear. That's all.
A church SUV spins into the street behind them.
Oh, too soon.
The van zips around a car in its way, then slows.
Why are we slowing down?
Light just turned red.
Oh, run it, fool. You know how worked up she can get.
Nah, I ain't trying to get no ticket now.
The driver's side door of the church SUV opens, and Betty Lou climbs out dragging a baseball bat.
Great job! I knew you in that van!
She got a baseball bat and a church dress?
She rears back to swing, but Drew steps on it, and the van tears into the intersection, winding through cross traffic.
I am Betty to the Lou. They don't even know who they're messing with.
Don't you know any players that require a road trip? And what's the deal with Betty Lou anyway? It's just one weekend.
Is it me or is it Nippy in here?
It ain't just you.
What is wrong with you two? I am melting over here.
Good. Looks like you can stand to lose a few.
Is it just me or is little man's head abnormally large for his body?
Hey, young blood. How much does your neck hate your head?
Big head, little neck.
Funny jokes.
Here's a baby bobblehead doll.
Wobble, wobble, wobble.
Actually, my head is the most normalest size you can think of. I've measured my head.
Well, you sure got some little ass ears then. Mama deserve a purple heart passing them nothing that day.
Dax sulks.
Anybody else use a disco now?
See, now that is a good idea, Preach. My eyelids been heavy all day.
They pull over under a bridge. Uncle Drew and Preacher are instantly out cold.
Seriously?
Dax adjusts the temperature.
These two are unbelievable.
You good?
All set. Still a little nippy in here, though.
I strike two, young blood. The next one, he'll be riding on the roof.
Not with that big ass head, he can't. Too much wind resistance.
Say oops.
The brightly colored van pulls back onto the road. Say oops. They drive past rolling green hills and zip alongside a driving range. Filling up at a gas station, Dax looks over from the pump to see Preacher working on his ball handling by the front of the van.
Hey, Preacher, can I ask you a question?
Can I say no?
What happened to y'all back in the day, man? Why did all y'all disappear?
Gotta ask him that.
He bounce passes to Drew.
Well, Drew, what happened in 1968?
Nothing a few W's can't fix.
You really think basketball can fix what happened with you and Big Fella?
Why not? Play the game the right way, it fixes everything.
You say so.
Preacher heads in the building.
Come on, man. Okay, could you get a jug or something?
Drew low dribbles from hand to hand between his legs.
You really love basketball, don't you?
What's there not to love? Basketball's the most reliable thing in the world. Don't complain. Don't ask any questions. You bounce it, comes right back up. What about you, young blood? You ever play?
He tosses the ball to Dax.
Nah, not really.
Dax throws it back.
Why not?
Drew chucks it again.
Because I don't.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means what I said, okay? I just coach, all right?
I don't believe you.
I don't play, okay?
Drew heads for the passenger side.
All right. Well, you're up.
Wait a minute. I thought you was the pilot.
I need you to co-pilot for a spell. Address is on the dash.
He throws the younger man the keys.
Don't mess up my car.
Halfway to the van, Preacher turns back.
Prostate ain't what it used to be.
How many times you gonna use the bathroom? Jesus, man, you like a built-in toilet in his shorts.
Dax pulls the nozzle from the tank, then spots a TV screen on the pump.
Let's go to Rucker Park, where our man Scoop Jackson is interviewing seven-time winner Mookie Bass.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Jackson's about to 50, Harlem, USA, here with my man Mookie Bass.
Damn,
so why
Mookie.
Do you keep doing this, man? You have a history of just winning and winning and winning this. When is it ever gonna stop?
Hey, that's a great question, Scoop. It's like, what keeps you motivated, you know what I mean? And for me, it's a rivalry. It's power is derived from rivalry, you know?
Seriously?
What is your source of power?
You know, when Thomas Jefferson sent car keys up in the sky, and then it got hit by lightning, and that started the first car?
This don't even make sense.
Now, I'm no scientist, so don't quote me on this, although I do have a degree from Trump University. But every power has a source for that power.
So what's your source, then?
You know who he is, and we'll just leave it at that.
Mookie swats the air.
Shout out to Pepsi. Shout out to Alberto. Shout out to Aleve, the number one painkiller in the game right now.
And there it is.
I'm gonna just get out of here.
Tournament of champions. All going down in 3 days here in Harlem. 3 days.
I'm coming.
3 days, you going down, Dix.
Dax grabs the driver's side door handle. Back on the road, the van speeds across a wide bridge, then through lush countryside.
Damn, it's a lot of trees. Hey, man, you're not kidnapping me, are you? I'm serious. I saw the movie Get Out. The only reason I'm still in this van because you're an old black man, but if you was white...
Up ahead, a procession of old ladies with walkers block the road.
Drew, could you tell your girlfriends to get across the street?
They pull to a stop to let the women pass. Later, the trio walk up to the reception desk of a retirement home.
Something I can help you gentlemen with.
Looking for an old friend. First name Wilbur, last name Wallace.
You mean Lights? Check the D&B across the street. He likes to get his shots up before lunch.
Yeah, that is Lights. See, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody actually practicing.
At the Dave & Buster's, errant basketballs fly wildly as an old man in dark glasses plays an arcade game, missing every shot.
Swish!
Oh, that was all net.
A young woman presses a button on the game.
Good job.
Boom, baby.
She keeps pressing, increasing his score.
Bucket.
Uh-huh. Girl, you should have seen me back in the day. How'd I do?
Well, it's the highest score of the year, Lights.
That means you're buying drinks, right?
That's exactly what that means.
It means she's too nice to tell an old turkey like yourself the truth.
Wait a minute.
Lights pulls off his sunglasses.
Drew.
Lights.
Drew.
They hug.
No, man. I'm right here. I'm right here. Oh. No, no.
Okay, now.
How's the release?
Oh, come on, Drew. Just get me to my spot.
Once a shooter, always a shooter.
What do you mean, once a shooter, always a shooter? This dude shot nothing but bricks.
Damn, Preach. I didn't even notice you over here.
Oh. Who else did you roll in here with?
He's right there.
Man. Brother, okay, this is my personal space.
All right.
I got a question, because I've been seeing a lot since I've been here. Are you blind?
Legally or actually?
That don't even make any you know something? I'ma chill out. Drew, can I talk to you for 5 seconds?
Yeah, you chill out.
Drew turns from him.
Trying to find my boy Boots.
Oh, I'm Maya. Boots is my grandfather.
Oh, Boots is... Great to meet you, Mike. Where's the little shrimp anyway?
Not good, Drew. Not good.
Now, a man in a wheelchair stares out a window.
Grandpa.
Maya rushes to his side.
Grandpa, you have some friends here to see you.
Drew, Preacher, and Dax step nearer.
Right over there, you want to say hi?
Boots doesn't turn his bushy-haired head and continues gazing numbly off. As his granddaughter grins wistfully toward the others, Boots gently taps two fingers. Drew gazes at the rhythmic tapping.
Heads up, my man.
He hurls the ball, and Boots catches it.
Still got it.
Yeah.
Boots grins.
There he is. How you doing, Boots? Oh, man.
Drew leans down to hug the man in the wheelchair.
Man, back together.
Love you too, bro. It's good to see you, man.
Preacher turns to Maya.
Hey, little lad, everything okay?
It's just been years since he smiled like that, and even longer since he tried to stand.
Excuse me, you said this man hasn't walked in years?
Yeah, a lot of years.
Look here, Drew, look, I ain't trying to break up your bromance, brother, but come on.
It's no time for that, young blood. Got your boots here packed and ready to go.
I'm sorry, packed for what and ready to go where?
You didn't think that we was gonna leave here without him, did you?
Hell no.
Okay, look, Drew, right?
Uncle Drew.
Uncle Drew, can I just talk to you for a second over here, please? Just, okay, here's the deal. I am all for him getting a break from this place, because quite frankly, I could use one too. But his doctors have him on a full psychiatric lockdown. So that means no trips.
Just means we gotta break him out.
No, that's illegal.
Break out? Do you even hear yourself? You are insane.
You're the coach, ain't you? Figure it out.
In the van, Dax displays a basketball play like Matt.
Everybody, just like on the court, it's all about timing.
Okay.
And I got the plan. Here we go. Lights. I need you to go in, and I need you to distract these nurses here and here. Once that happens, Preacher, I need you to go in and penetrate right all the way to the psych ward and set a back pick on the security guard. So make sure you do that. A good pick. A good forward does a good pick, and that's what I need you to do. Once that happens, Drew, you're my all-star brother. I need you to sneak in there, right, and get Boots undiscreetly, take him to the freight elevator all the way to the roof.
You know he's in a wheelchair.
Once you get to the roof, guess who's there? Me, your boy. I'm going to have a rope.
Bro.
What we do with that rope, we'll tie the rope securely on the wheelchair. We will lower him
down.
And slow until...
Who is it?
It's Boots.
You know, I don't mind you being here, but I had to draw all this up for you just to roll down here on your own? Look, just get in the van.
They roll off into the night. Later, as they drive, Lights checks inside the van's glowing toaster oven.
Pure magic.
He wafts smoke toward his nose. Nearby, Preacher and Boots play chess.
Think I don't know what you up to, little man. You think you slick, don't you? This ain't nothing but a full court press. I'll just take your rook. Boom!
Boots moves his knight forward and then gently tips over Preacher's king.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Run that back, man. Run that back. A double or nothing this time. Double or nothing.
In the front seats.
So you sure you really want to do this? You know, this van is full of old people that's already smelled like pee and potty grip.
That is true. But I want to see my grandpa happy, you know?
Why do you call your grandpa Boots?
Well, it's an interesting story. He wore the same worn-out pair of kicks every time he stepped foot on the court. He refused to play in anything else. And he would tell people that they were his work boots. You know, I think it's really sweet what you're doing for them. We all need something to look forward to, even if it is just a pipe dream.
What do you mean, pipe dream? Uncle Drew is the real deal.
Yeah, but you don't actually think they could win, do you? I mean, that's what makes it so sweet, is that you're doing it anyway. I mean, you're basically just setting $5,000 on fire to see them happy.
Squinting, Dax stares at the road ahead.
If you ask me, that's pretty noble.
Exactly who I am, you know. Dax the noble.
In daylight, the van zooms over the New Orleans Bridge, then pulls up by a dojo.
We got a blind guy, a guy who can't even walk, and a preacher who still keep a perm in his head. What's wrong with this next guy?
You want to tell him, or should we?
Tell me what?
Don't even worry about it.
Oh, sure you want us to go with you?
Some songs are best sung solo.
Drew climbs out.
Gibbs on the van if he actually kills you.
The dojo is decorated with a golden shrine, a katana sword, and a sculpture depicting Buddha holding a basketball.
Nei Chung, horse stance.
A burly man teaches kung fu to children.
Hiya! Hiya! Bao Xuan. Remember, my young grasshoppers, without the proper focus, you will never truly master your mind and body.
Drew steps in the door, and the man glares his way.
It is also important to remember, without a good defense, your offense means nothing.
Yes, Seiko!
Now go in peace.
He waves his arms.
Get out of here.
As the kids file out, Uncle Drew steps over to the man who sports a horseshoe mustache and mutton chops. The others watch from the van.
Look like a scene out of Game of Death.
All these years, you still ain't figured out that the best defense is good offense, huh? It's good to see you, big fella.
Big fella slugs him. Lights moves behind the wheel.
Got to be the getaway driver. I brought my driving gloves.
Inside.
Oh, that dude is a giant.
That's drop step in the business. What's up, big fella? That sucker punch is the first free throw you ever made.
Dax and Preacher help Uncle Drew back to his feet as Big Fella paces.
Putting a team back together. I can't do that unless you're on board. How about we play one-on-one for it?
We can't always play your way out your problems.
It's worked out pretty good so far.
Has it, though?
Okay. Hey. Time out. Large karate man. Excuse me. I mean, you look like Wolverine's grandfather. That's none of my business. That's your look, okay? I get it. Uncle Drew is annoying. He's been getting on my nerves for the last few days. So you don't have to do this for him. It's cool. Well, what about the rest of these cats?
One last time around the block, big fella.
What about lights?
In the van with Boots.
Boots?
In the van, Boots plays air drums while Maya puts a hand to her forehead wearily, and Lights boogies in the driver's seat.
I'll sweeten the deal for you. You can do whatever you want to this man.
Wait, what?
You can slap him, you can karate chop him, you can nunchuck him, knock him out again, kick him, okay? You can have a step show on his old ass body. I don't care, but come play with us, man. Come on, man.
Big fella gives a fist to palm salute, then points a finger threateningly at Uncle Drew and strides away.
I mean, what does that mean in kung fu? Is that a yes?
Yeah, he's coming.
Yes. We got a giant on our team. I hope he can play basketball.
In the van.
Hey, man, what are you doing, man? Are you supposed to be behind the wheel?
Man, the getaway driver.
Don't you mean you the getaway driver? Did we even rob a bank?
I got this, young fella. I got this. Come on now, Lights. You know you're not supposed to be driving.
Come on, man. Not even a block or two?
No, you can't drive.
Turning, Drew spots an SUV on the other side of the train tracks.
Is that who I think it is?
A train speeds by in front of the stopped vehicle.
Where the hell she come from?
What's happening?
Betty Lou is happening.
What?
Come on.
Wait, why are we scared? Who is Betty Lou?
That's my wife. I wasn't supposed to leave the house.
Come on, Lights.
Lights' seatbelt won't release.
Drew, it's stuck.
Where is Big Fella? Come on, we gotta move.
Shut up, I'm not talking to you.
Come on now, Betty Lou's coming.
Who?
Betty Lou's coming.
Betty Lou grips her wheel.
Kill him.
Lights, don't worry about the seatbelt.
I can drive?
Gas before she kill us.
Not a scratch, you hear me?
I got you, Drew.
The crossing arms up, Betty Lou tears across the tracks toward them.
Buckle on her. Punch it, fool.
You're gonna go away. You're gonna revert.
They back down the street.
Lights
spins them into a turn.
One voice, all right? Ears can't take all that hollering.
They rocket backward as the SUV closes in.
Incoming!
Dax glances in a mirror.
You got a whole pickup to your left. Just curl around it like you're jumping off to your spot.
They spin around the parked truck, then blast through a pile of barrels and boxes.
Brace for impact! Jesus, take the wheel!
Who, Hobbit?
No!
You don't know who you're messing with, Hobbit!
I'm not a Hobbit, lady! I'm a man!
Still in reverse, they near a freeway entrance.
Hit the freeway! She won't drive on the highway! Spin it to win it!
What?
Lights jerks the wheel, spinning them 180. He hits the gas, and they rocket onto the freeway, leaving Betty Lou behind.
Oh, y'all want me to keep driving?
No!
Thought I did okay myself.
Later, they pull past a parked school bus and into a gas station, stopping beside the pumps.
It goes nothing.
Dax slides his credit card in the slot to pay for the gas. It's declined. Shaking his head frustratedly, Dax turns and spots three teenage girls playing basketball nearby. A man motions for the trio to come join him and other uniformed teen girls.
Let's go, ladies. On the bus. On the bus.
Hey, coach. Excuse me. How you doing, man? Dax Winslow, brother. Are these girls just wearing uniforms just to be wearing them? Or are they any good?
You're not from around here, are you? Two-time, back-to-back state champions.
I got $100 to say my guys right here could destroy these prom queens.
You got life insurance policies on these guys, right?
I mean, hopefully you got their parents' permission.
It would be impolite of me not to take your bet.
$100, man.
Sold.
Inside by the bathroom.
Look, guys, we need to practice, okay?
What do you mean? Right now?
Look, this might be the only opportunity we get.
What about Grandpa? You know he can't actually play, right?
Yeah, I figured the little Hotman could take his spot.
Look here, Papa Smurf, okay? Nobody asked you. And look, if we just gotta play with four people, then we'll do this 4-on-4. We got one day, one damn day until the Rucker. We need to be prepared. Meet me outside, guys.
Come on, big fella.
Let's go, Jordan. This matchup now.
The old men play the teams.
Pass the ball.
Lights passes to Drew.
Pass the ball.
Drew sends it to Preacher, who shoots a baseline jumper.
Make it rain!
He misses.
Oh, that's a ladies' ball.
As Dax, Maya, and Boots watch, the girls easily dance around the old men and score.
Come on!
The teenagers make one basket after another.
Wait a minute.
Come on, guys, come on!
Yeah, let's go! Hurry up!
Move those old bodies!
Hey, let me get some of that.
Wave me over.
Match up.
Up top.
Oh, this is bringing back memories now.
A teen shoves Big Fella away with her shoulder and sinks a shot.
Big Fella! Yeah. You motherfucker!
Big Fella lunges angrily and the guys hold him back.
Not exactly what you were expecting, huh?
No, they're garbage.
Yeah, but they're smiling. I mean, that's gotta count for something, right? Look at these guys. I mean, Light couldn't make a basket if he had a grail trail to it.
Raindrop!
He misses.
Big Fella and Uncle Drew, they're talking.
You're not opening me.
Pass the ball, Kobe.
I got it.
The girls pass the ball, and one lands a reverse layup.
You see, that's good basketball.
Barbecue chicken.
Lost in the house.
Light sends the ball to Big Fella, but a redhead picks his pocket from behind and sinks a long-range shot.
Yo!
Time out!
See the way they move without the ball? They're all connected as one. Reminds me of us back in the day.
If they score one more point, fellas, that's it. Come on, Drew, you told me these dudes can play. This guy right here can't even see. Look, I'm standing here doing this. He don't even know I'm doing that, okay? And this dude, he's a karate man. He's meditating right now. Y'all gotta get it together. Drew, it's on you now, man. Stop passing the ball. You are the lead singer, the leader of this team. You are Gladys Knight, and these dudes are the pitch.
It's just a scrimmage, young blood. That's all it is.
It's not just a scrimmage, okay?
Dax shakes his head.
Look, I'll bet $100 on the game.
What?
What am I supposed to do, man? We don't have no more gas left. We're just running on fumes. What you want me to do? Look, guys, they need to score one more time. Please, just stop them. You're really tall. Just put your arms up. They're little girls.
Back at it, the teenagers easily send the ball around the old men until one girl flips in a bank shot.
Yeah! Come on, man.
Good job, guys. Staying alive, breathing, good effort.
Great teamwork, girls. Great teamwork.
The men congratulate the girls.
Good game, ladies.
Hey, Coach.
You did everything.
Pleasure doing business with you.
The girls' coach holds up his winnings with a grin as he walks by Dax.
Yeah, me and the fellas teamed up to take care of that for you. I just don't understand. Why you ain't ask us for the gas money?
Dax hangs his head.
It's not a big deal. Just had to tell us. And remember, Gladys Knight ain't nothing without the pips.
After nightfall, the van rolls through the darkness.
Listen, Drew, I really appreciate you guys having my back there, right? But that doesn't take away from the fact that we got our butts kicked by some teenage girls. Matter of fact, maybe we should look to get some more players.
Forget that, young blood. My roster, my team.
Dax shrugs a hand and gazes back out the windshield. Uncle Drew pivots the shotgun seat to face back toward Big Fella, who wears headphones.
Mind if we talk for a minute?
Big Fella takes off the headphones.
Just thinking about the way we used to run pick and roll. Might make sense if...
He puts the headphones back on.
Fine. Everything good back there, Preach?
Just thinking about my daddy Louis all.
He'll be back in arms before you know it.
Preacher nods and peers out the window. The glimmering lights of New York City pierce the darkness. A view takes in the glowing spires of the Empire State and Chrysler buildings. It soars past the Statue of Liberty, Madison Square Garden, Yankee Stadium, and the brilliant neon lights of the Apollo Theater. The van rolls over the upper level of the Queensboro Bridge toward Manhattan. Now they all head out onto an empty illuminated court, Dax leading the way.
Yes, it may have took us a while to get here, but we are finally here at the Rucker. Some of the greatest basketball players you've ever seen have played in
Mind giving us a minute, young blood?
Okay.
Sure. Dak shrugs and steps away.
We're here, fellas.
The five old men move out toward half court.
I played on damn near every outdoor court in the country over the years, but battling between the lines with you fellas here always felt like home.
I feel you, Drew. I feel you.
I got each of you a little something.
He reaches down to a vintage leather gym bag.
Now, I know you never liked the way they looked, but Doc put a lens in there for a reason.
Uncle Drew hands Lights a pair of old-school goggles.
Take your time now. Now, go help him put on.
Preacher and Big Fella help him put them on as Dax and Maya watch appreciatively from the stands. Lights peers around, blinking.
Why didn't y'all say anything? Man, y'all look so old.
I think he can see.
And preach that face. I can see. Lights out, baby.
Woo-hoo. He takes a shot and it slides right in.
Yeah, Drew.
Welcome home, Lights. Welcome home.
Drew reaches in the bag.
I know you remember this one. Gave it to me when he was 9.
Drew shows Preacher a gold cross on a chain.
He told me.
Told you to get your strength you didn't even know that you had.
And it did. Now it's your turn.
Uncle Drew pats his friend as Big Fella watches stone-faced. Preacher fastens the jewelry around his neck, lifts the cross to kiss it, and embraces Drew. Preacher trots off, and Lights passes him the ball.
Oh, come finish this, Preach. Come finish it.
All right, Preacher.
He casually sinks it.
Boots, you didn't think I forgot about you, did you? Left him back in the van in 68. Figured they might still got a little spring to him.
He pulls out Boots' old kicks.
Yeah.
The man in the wheelchair looks up.
Just like you left.
They hug. Drew starts to withdraw, but Boots pulls him back for a longer hug.
Light you, bro. Easy now. See if they fit before you start going and getting all emotional on me.
He slides them on his feet and laces them up as his granddaughter beams from the bleachers. Boots finishes tying the cream-colored high tops, dusts off the toe of the left sneaker, and holds out a hand. Drew takes it to help him out of the wheelchair.
Wait, is he can't get up.
Maya rises, mouth open, as Boots steps unsteadily away from the chair. Preacher and Lights watch with amazement.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Look as good as the first time you put them on.
Preacher passes him the ball. Dax and Maya gaze at the scene.
Yeah. Yeah, Bootsy.
Boots leaps and smoothly tosses one in.
That's it, Boots. That's it. Kind of like breathing. All right, give me Couldn't forget how, even if you try.
Uncle Drew glances at Big Fella and returns to his gym bag. He pulls an item out.
I say best for last.
It's an old figurine of a basketball player from the top of a trophy.
Brick City 2-on-2 tournament. We was 15 years old. First tournament we ever won together.
Drew pads over to the burly man and holds out the little golden figure. As the others peer over, Big Fella accepts the gift and holds it up to inspect it, spinning it between his fingertips.
Yeah.
Big Fella drops it on the ground and steps on it with his foot, breaking it into pieces.
This ain't no apology. Don't even try it.
He strides away. Boots passes him the ball, but he swats it away with the back of a hand.
Big fella.
Now, dawn rises over the towers of Manhattan. At Jess's apartment.
Hey, Jess, come on, open up, it's me, it's Dax. I got a team now. I really think we got a chance.
Did it ever occur to you to call first?
It did occur to me to call first, but I couldn't. Because you cut my cell phone off.
That's because I broke up with your pathetic ass. But you know what? My new boyfriend, he took care of everything.
Wait, what you mean you got a new boyfriend? We just broke up.
Mookie steps into view.
Hey, what's up, man? What's that facial expression? You look like someone just took your girl.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I think that's what happened, though.
Sorry we couldn't hear you knocking because we was in the shower. Well, mm-hmm. We weren't getting clean, were we?
No, we weren't.
No, we were getting dirty.
It's a dirty shower.
Y'all know I'm standing here, right? Can I just get my uniforms and get out of here?
Uniforms?
Uniform.
How come?
I got a team.
You got a team?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute, bro. Mm-hmm.
Mookie hands him the box.
Girl, good luck. Hey, will you cook me breakfast?
Mm-hmm. I'll make you an omelet.
Oh, I'm gonna scramble yours.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the Rucker 50th Tournament of Champions. I am yours truly, Duke Tango. Today, we bring you the best of the best.
Mookie's team home court advantage warms up before an excited crowd.
That's right, $100,000, and it's all here at Harlem, U.S. of A. This is where it happens. This will make you. This will break you.
Casper wins the tip-off.
Game one, Hilltop Mavericks versus home court advantage. Let's do this.
Casper and his teammates sink ball after ball, and Mookie struts triumphantly.
Causing ruckus in the rucker. I'm a beast going straight for the juggler. Like King Kong stepping on what's among us. Scraping y'all off with the feet like fungus. Bricks on the backboard. Then I hit him with the sham because he asked for it. Crisscross, make him jump, Mac Daddy, make ya. Then it's all wet just like a lake.
Their opponent's Hilltop Mavericks score. Casper nails a slam dunk and a bearded man pretends to faint, lying flat on his back on the court. Mookie swaggers off the court, hand raised in a three goggles salute. The tournament bracket board shows Harlem Money facing off against Parkside Hustlers. A smattering of bored-looking spectators sit in the bleachers for a night game.
Is it me or is it empty in here?
Ah, Preach, it ain't you. We used to ball out in front of twice as many people.
Young Blood, I don't know about this name,
but I'm straight from Chocolate City.
Yeah, I think, guys, it's more about where we are now.
Stop! It's not about the name. We don't have a fifth player, guys. If we don't get nobody else, we got a forfeit. We need Big Fella. Where's he at?
He'll be here.
Yeah, but what if he's not?
Drew looks at Dax's feet.
I'm pretty sure those basketball shoes. Although your calf to shoe ratio is not all that great.
Man, his body's really bad. It's not built for jumping.
Okay, tell y'all something. I don't play basketball. And yes, my calves don't match my body. I done had these calves since I was seven.
Big Fella strides over.
Somebody's like, hey, man, we don't know what we can do about it. Yes!
He ignores Dax's high five hand.
The Black Messiah, grandfather, okay. He's here. Everybody get on the court.
At the opening tip, Big Fella ignores the ball and instead grabs Uncle Drew.
What are you doing? Move!
Something you want to say to me?
We're in the middle of a game.
Can you get some help out here?
I don't know what's going on at the half-court position, but it ain't helping them.
Are they fighting?
I'm not running down to you. Say it.
Say what?
You know what?
I'm not talking about her.
Hey, 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 time out. Yo. Hey. Come here, bring it in. What are you two doing?
I ain't run out on my old lady just so we can come out here and play like this.
I'm out.
Hey, no, you're not going nowhere, Drew. You will stay right here. And I don't know what you two are doing. You said you want to teach the kids how to play the game the right way. But this is not the right way, arguing with your teammate. Let's play some basketball. We are a team. Bring it in, guys.
He holds a hand out.
Whatever y'all got going on, work it out after the game. Bring it in.
They pile hands.
Harlem Money on three.
We'll get this money, man. Come on.
Just play.
Back to live action. Here we go. This is the ball. Over to my man, Uncle Drew. Yes.
Drew spins by for an easy deuce.
This is the mosquito with the handle.
Stealing the ball back, he bounces it off the backboard to himself for a slam dunk.
Look at the handle.
I'm a boss in the game.
Drew nails a bank shot.
75 years old and still can't admit it.
Uncle Drew glides in for a layup, then hunched over, dribbles between his legs dramatically as Big Fella holds a hand up.
Selfish son of a bitch.
Drew weaves expertly around opponents and makes a finger roll. Uncle Drew leaps up for a hang-on-the-rim dunk, then sinks one shot after another. The scoreboard reads Harlem Money 105, Parkside Hustlers 81.
Harlem Money is running away with this one, another basket, and they will be going to the next round.
How come you just can't admit you messed up?
We hardly even knew her. Matter of fact, I bet you can't even remember her dang name.
You don't remember her dang name?
Big Fella knocks Drew and his ball down.
I married a punk.
Uncle Drew rides on the ground.
Come on, baby.
Preacher helps Drew up.
You really want to make this right? Stop running from the truth.
In a cemetery, sunlight streams through the branches of a tree as Big Fella stands by a grave. Uncle Drew strides up beside him and gazes down at the headstone, which reads, Jennifer J. Harris, October 9th, 1945, to May 18th, 2016.
Can't believe you ended up marrying her anyway.
Can't believe you slept with her the night before the finals.
The two men lock eyes.
I loved her. I don't know if you knew this, but...
Yeah, I knew. I always knew. Spent 5 decades pretending like I didn't. But I saw the way you looked at her when she walked in the park.
So why'd you do it then?
Drew hangs his head, then meets Big Fella's gaze.
I loved her too. Look, Big Fella. I'm sorry.
The burly man's eyes widen.
I've been sorry my whole damn life.
You mean that?
I mean that with everything I got. If I can go back and change it, I would. Believe me.
Uncle Drew leans over and places a hand on top of the gravestone. Big Fellow starts to walk away, and Drew joins him.
I need you to feed me.
Excuse me.
You may not understand this, but I can really shoot the ball.
Let the big fella eat, huh?
Like the Last Supper, baby.
He holds a fist out, then withdraws it.
Too slow, too slow.
On the court.
A real figment of my imagination. Somebody about to eat their words. Let's do this. Hey, Drew.
Two of the barbers join Drew.
Look at that thing. Go ahead and scratch and smell him. Scratch and smell him. He real. Yeah. He real. He real man. Is there no hologram?
Been a minute, Angelo.
Oh, been a minute. Good to see you, Drew. Man. Always good to see you, Drew.
What you gonna do with all that money when you win?
Come again?
The purse. The purse, Drew. The 100 stacks of high society at stake. You know, the ducats.
Wasn't never no purse back in the day.
No, it wasn't never nothing like that, but $100,000 of cash, baby.
Uncle Drew looks off, his eyes unfocused. Now, Dak sits in the open side door of the van working up plays. Drew snatches his clipboard.
Think I'm stupid, young blood? 100 grand is a whole lot of money.
Dax turns away.
Look, man, I was gonna talk to you about it.
Yeah, when? When? You just don't get it, do you, young blood? This game, the love I got for it, it's all sacred to me. You told me that you love the game. You don't love the game. You use it just like you use everything else in your life. You ain't nothing but a hustler.
Uncle Drew heads off, but the younger man goes after him.
Hey, man, who you talking to, man? Hey, talking to you, man.
Watch your tone, young blood.
You don't think I got love for this game? Don't nobody love this game more than me. Talking about Jordan, 63 against Boston. I saw that. Layton's turnaround against Kentucky. Bird steals the ball to win the Eastern Conference Finals to beat the Pistons. I saw all of that, and I loved it. But guess what? The game never loved me back.
Dax's brow tightens.
So then what happened then?
Dak screws his jaw to the side and licks his lips.
I missed a shot. I shot and it got blocked. I was humiliated. Everybody walked out on me.
Uncle Drew dips his head, then looks Dax in the eye.
Now that's the first real thing you've done said. That's the real Dax. Now come on. Let's go play this game. It's about the love, young blood. Nothing else.
Later, in slow motion, Rucker spectators pump fists and wave towels. Uncle Drew tears into the paint and, without looking, tosses the ball behind him to Boots, who alley-oop dunks hanging from the rim.
Yes!
Get it, Craig Wong!
Big fella.
Big fella soars up and sinks a shot.
Ooh!
Oh, shit, I'm loose!
Drew passes to Preacher, who lobs one from the top of the circle and gets nothing but net. Lights sprints to the weak side wing. Lights catches Drew's pass and launches a three-pointer. An opposing team member goes for a dunk, but Big Fella smacks the ball away. He slams another man down.
Bring your little ass in here.
Big Fella makes kung fu motions, then baseball passes the ball to Drew, who leaps up for a dunk shot. Now Big Fella tosses the ball to Boots, then lifts his bushy-haired friend up to the basket to dunk. Sharing the sugar, each member of the Harlem Money team scores.
I feel stronger, I feel stronger.
Big Fella dances exuberantly, swinging his arms and hips. Later, in a crowded nightclub, young people gyrate sensuously to the music. The Harlem Money Gang hang out around a couch, lights showing Preacher something on his cell phone.
And that's it?
That's right. You swipe right if you like them, left if you don't.
You couldn't even see the day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's why I'm always swiping right. It's more of a numbers game.
Big fella points out a young woman grinding against a man as she dances.
Looks a little different these days, don't it?
She gonna get him pregnant if she keep dancing like that.
I wasn't so sore. We'd get out there and show him our old routine.
The dude she was grinding on laughs.
Excuse me, son. Did we amuse you?
Yo, you're in the club and you're pushing 80, bro.
And what's up with your boy, Frederick Douglass?
Boots glares.
Hey.
Heard he was doing great things.
The bushy-haired old man slowly opens his mouth.
Hold my beer.
Grandpa.
Don't hurt nobody, Pop.
Careful,
The crowd opens up to make room for Boots and Lights as they dance, pointing disco fingers while they rock on their toes and doing the bump to each other.
Baby face. Head fake, crossover, hesitate.
Maya grins joyously as the two men shift into an Egyptian tut dance.
Need my name on my jersey and all caps. Crossed over to my goal, everything's
right. Now, Preacher and Big Fella shuffle forward to the center of the floor. Preacher takes a solo, wiggling his heels, then pretends to fall back into Big Fella. He waves his hands over the burly man's chest as if magically drawing him forward. Then Big Fella does a body wave, a moonwalk pivot, and starts vibrating wildly like a man possessed. The young guy takes a turn, tutting his hands and slipping smoothly onto his knees as the old men wave dismissively. The kid on the floor slides his legs gracefully in a sideways slow motion run. Uncle Drew struts forward, zipping his tracksuit, and does the cabbage patch. He bounces from foot to foot, then freestyles, kicking up his heels and flapping his elbows out, his palms over his bulging belly. Drew brushes off his shoulders, then rocks a flashy knee-buckling monastery move as he backs off. Five young clubgoers take up the challenge, dancing expertly in perfect formation. The old men face off with them, old school hip-hopping in unison. Both groups dance joyously, the old guys hopping in circles on one foot, then sliding elegantly to one side. The young dancers leap, then slap the floor and stomp aggressively. Big Fella breakdances, front stepping, then dropping into a backspin. He freezes, landing on his elbow in a casual final pose, and his friends pile on top. The young dancers nod appreciatively. Now, both the young and the old dance together, later at the bar.
You know something, man? I did not think your grandfather would ever get up out that wheelchair.
Me neither. I heard stories, but I never knew he could play like that.
So how much your parents paying you to watch your grandfather?
Why does anybody have to be paying me? Why can't I just enjoy spending time with my family?
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that because I never had one, so.
What do you mean you never really had one? What do you call those guys?
She motions with her head, and Dax looks across the club at his team who wave at him. He turns back to Maya, studying her smiling face.
Alex had a lot of fun today.
Me too.
They lock eyes. Then her gaze lowers to his lips.
Well, I guess it's time to go.
Yeah, we should.
She stands up, towering above him. Dax rises up on his toes as his team watches from a distance.
We ain't gonna do it.
Dax and Maya's lips near.
Hey.
Hey.
It's you!
No.
You open!
Take a shot!
Dax pulls back.
Oh.
He points.
I'm gonna go. I need some water.
Sure. I'll take care of this.
Take you got?
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
He steps away.
Anybody give us a training camp on how to talk to a lady?
Dax strides over to his team.
Okay, look, man, I don't want to hear anything, okay? Not one single freaking word.
Maybe she should have taken her heels off.
Don't tell you, blood. Last time I checked, you missed 100% of the shots you don't take. Yeah, let's get out of here, man.
Uncle Drew wraps an arm around Dax's shoulder.
Let's give him some piggyback.
Big fella, what are you doing?
Give him a little piggyback.
The next day.
That's right. Two down, two to go. You're almost there.
Dax watches a worker advance his team's card to the next round on the board. Mookie nears and blows a bubble.
Yo, how's that geriatric team of yours, bro? You get them all individual life alert bracelets?
Hey, man, are you wearing my clothes?
What?
Yes, that's my shirt. You got on my shirt, man.
That's right. I got on your shirt. Or maybe you got my shirt on.
Wait.
That's my shirt. You got on my clothes.
Stop it. You're crazy.
That's right. I'm crazy. I'm being you. The only way to defeat one's enemy is to become one's enemy.
Dax stares confusedly.
You're nuts.
Mookie mirrors his movements.
You're psycho!
I'll see you in the finals, Dax. Psycho.
Dax scurries away. In the game, Big Fella sinks three buckets, then shoulder dances. Boots dribbles, then overhead passes to Big Fella, who lobs it to Uncle Drew. Drew storms to the paint with a dime to Big Fella for a dunk. The two men high five.
All day.
The scoreboard shows them ahead by 17 in the third. Big Fella dribbles up for a layup shot.
Yes! There you go, Big Fella!
The burly man pounds his chest. The other team scores, but Big Fella snags a rebound.
Good rebound!
All right.
Now Big Fella defends, slapping the ball away.
Get that out of here! What do I do? Back up!
Boots inbounds the ball.
Oh yeah, I remember this play.
Big Fella catches it, then rockets it to Lights, who drops a three-pointer.
Yes!
Boots rim hang dunks. Big Fella claps for the ball.
Still hungry, huh?
Just a little dessert.
Hey, take the three, Big Fella. Why not?
He shoots a brick.
They already there. That's all right, Big Fella.
Big Fella wavers unsteadily on his feet, doubling over.
Big Fella.
He collapses to the ground.
Big Fella.
Somebody get a doctor.
Big Fella. Move.
Two paramedics sprint over.
Excuse me. I'm getting here.
Stay in here, Big Fella. Stay in here.
Get in CPR.
Oh, Lord.
One man performs chest compressions as the other charges up a defibrillator.
Come on, Big Fella.
Later, the gang peers in a window at Big Fella as he lies motionless on a hospital bed.
Doctor already said he's been through the worst of it.
So, what do we do now?
You don't stop playing because you get old. You get old because you stop playing.
Uncle Drew puts a hand on Boots' shoulder.
Preacher.
Preacher turns and grins as Betty Lou walks up.
Hi. And I'm so sorry about the Big Fella. Is he gonna be okay?
He nods softly.
I've been missing you so much. Come here.
I miss you too, baby.
They hug.
Now look, if you don't want me to go ball, I don't have to ball.
Please, after all this, you playing. Matter of fact,
she raises her pant leg to show off a pair of kicks.
You're saying what I think you're saying.
I'm saying what you think I'm saying.
So we gonna ball?
So we gonna ball.
That's what I'm talking about, boo.
In the van, Dax adds appliques to the team's uniforms, changing Harlem money to Harlem buckets.
Welcome! This is what we all been waiting for. The new, we versus the old. The old, we versus the new, the good, we versus the bad. Are they gonna be a no show like they did in 1968?
The van pulls through a gate and onto the sideline. In slow motion, the gang climbs out of the vehicle, the players wearing their Harlem Buckets uniforms. They stride confidently out onto the court as a group, action hero style, as Mookie mimes a trembling old person holding a cane. Maya sits courtside next to Boots.
Okay, Grandpa. You gotta take your pills before you start, okay?
Preacher, we gotta take our pills.
Not the blue ones. Those for tonight.
Mookie slaps Casper's hand.
All right, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna get this win.
We're gonna get this win, right?
Look, this one's for Big Fella, okay? So Big Fella on three. One, two, three, Big Fella!
Here we go, C-Dog. Let's do this, baby.
You got this, Drew. You the man, bro. You put this team together. Remember that. Your roster, my team.
That's right, your team. Last week, I took your team. Yesterday, I took your girl. Today, I'm gonna take your heart.
Mookie mimics Dax's arm cross.
Okay. No.
Stop it.
Stop what?
Fold your arms like that.
The players get into position.
Let's get this win, baby.
True fist bumps Casper.
Good luck, enough.
Oh, luck ain't got nothing to do with it, old Dusty.
Preacher and Casper face each other for the tip off.
Pastor Wrinkles. What's the word, man?
You don't tell a guy jokes. Still ain't tired.
Casper looks down.
Lights.
Preacher taps it to Lights.
Ooh, that's all this trick in the book. You're gonna let it all. Oh, come on now.
Uncle Drew takes a shot, but misses.
In and out.
Oh, that's okay, guys.
Casper slams one in, dangling on the rim by one arm.
Oh, yeah, I need you to see me.
Wipe your goggles, old fella. I need you to see me. You gotta see me all night.
Move, please.
Yeah, that's right, Casper.
Come on, Drew.
Drew drives to the paint, passes to Betty Lou, who shoots it to Lights.
Lights out!
Oh, man.
That's That's right, old people are overrated.
Casper gets control again and takes a jump shot.
Over to Casper, the friendly ghost.
He nails it.
Wake up! Come on!
Now Uncle Drew tears down the court, passing it to Boots, who shoots it right back. Drew slams it home. The other team scores again.
We make it baskets!
That's right, we make it buckets, baby!
Uncle Drew and Alvin, this is Betty Boots, jumping no good. They fight for it, baby! They fight for it! Betty Lou wins again, baby!
Betty Lou sinks a shot.
There you go, Betty Lou! There you go!
You know that's really a man!
Jess sneers from the bleachers.
I got you. Slow down. Slow down.
Yes, they're tired, yo. They're tired. The fatigue's setting in.
Betty Lou! Switch it!
You can hear their kneecaps grinding!
Uncle Drew chest passes to Betty Lou, and she drops in a three-pointer.
Downtown!
You gonna let a girl score on you?
Casper! The friendly
Casper slam dunks.
Oh, that's right! Oh my God. That's right, baby!
He scores again. As the two barbers cringe in the stands, Casper sinks shot after shot for his team home court advantage.
Somebody get on Casper. Come on, man.
Casper dashes out of the paint and shoots a tray, then raises both hands high in three goggle salutes.
Hey!
Home court advantage is running away with the first half.
Back in the hospital room, Big Fella opens his eyes. He feels around next to him on the bed and finds a remote control. He points it at the television mounted on the wall and presses a button, but nothing happens. Big Fella shakes the remote and tries again with no luck. Moments later, wearing his hospital gown and rolling an IV drip stand, he strolls over to a nurse's station.
My TV ain't working.
A nurse glances up.
Do I look like an electrician?
He turns and continues past the station. Now he pads into an employee lounge and looks at two women in scrubs and a man in a lab coat.
Y'all got a TV?
They shake their heads. In a waiting room, Big Fella rolls his IV stand past people filling out forms and heads for a TV.
Where are you from? What's your name?
I'm Kathy from Staten Island. How are you doing?
Thank you. How are you doing? Oh, wait, come on. You're my victim.
He reaches up to change the channel. He finds the station.
That's my team right there. I used to play on that team.
At the game.
Guys, bring it in.
They hand stack.
Let's turn this game around. So on three, Big Fella. One, two, three.
Big Fella.
Let's go, guys.
All the fuckers down by 16 at the start of the third. Here we go. Casper, the friendly goal from downtown.
Casper scores.
Get in front of your man.
Boots with the ball. Looking at it. Boots making his move. The lights from downtown.
Lights misses. A home court advantage ball handler charges in, then passes to a teammate.
Not today.
Betty Lou slaps the ball from Casper's hands.
Please, not in my house.
Come on, now that's a foul.
What I'm talking about.
You know that's a foul.
Where I'm from is no blood, no foul.
Where you from?
Well, I just came from hell whooping the devil's ass. That's where I'm
break
from.
It up. That's not godly.
That game back in for Jesus.
Back to live action. Here we go. Deflected. Going the other way.
Good block. Come on, y'all. Let's get it.
Drew bounces off the backboard to Preacher for a dunk. Dangling, Preacher slaps the glass.
Hey,
my
man.
Back.
Come on. Get the ball.
My
let's go.
Sucker.
That's what I'm talking about. Preach.
The barbers cheer.
That's what I'm talking about.
A home court advantage player misses a jump shot. Drew snags the ball.
Yes! Bad break, y'all. We got this.
Drew passes to Betty Lou, who spins and shoots. It bounces off the rim, but Drew leaps up and sinks it. In the waiting room, Big Fella punches the air.
Yes!
Get on that old man!
All the buckets are trying to come back. This is Captain Whitty.
A home court advantage player shoots a brick.
Come on now!
Going back the other way.
I got this.
Boots dribbles between a defender's legs, then spins the ball under his knee as he leaps up to score.
Yes! Way to finish, man!
I can't believe it! They're trying to make a comeback! Riddle trap! The Casper for 30!
Casper sinks a long three.
It's shutdown time!
Betty Lou holds up a hand for a pass.
Now shoot, Betty. Get him!
Over to Betty!
She pivots into the paint and drops one in.
Get your head out your ass!
I knew I married you for a reason, girl.
Game recognized game, Big Daddy.
Here we go. This is Uncle Drew with the ball. It's him and you. You and him. What you gonna do?
With Casper on him, Drew low dribbles between his legs.
Step back, left-handed jumper.
It's in.
What'd I tell you?
Harlem Buckets, baby!
Preacher snags a rebound.
Oh, I got this. My boy, let's go.
Are you kidding me?
Here you go.
Light the line.
Light shoots and scores.
Lights out, baby. That makes it a 2-point lead.
Casper streaks toward the basket with lights on his tail.
There we go.
I got you now.
The men collide and Casper slams into the backstop.
That's a foul. Come on now.
Lights.
You see that defense?
All right, Lights. Get up, man. Get up.
Lights. Lights, where does it hurt?
Ankle.
Okay. Sit up.
Yo, that's Bush League, Winslow. You took out my player.
Man, what are you talking about?
Your boy James Unworthy just knocked my boy out. Cheating ass cheaters. Y'all need to cheat to cheat.
They help Lights to a chair.
Oh, I'm getting too old for this. What are we gonna do, bro? Lights is out. What are we gonna do?
What do you mean?
What do you mean what I mean? We have no more players left.
It's your moment, ain't it?
No. I've already told you a million times, I'm not playing, okay? Plus, I ain't played in decades, bruh.
And they have.
Drew is different, okay? They were actually good when they played.
Listen to me, young blood. You think you're the only one that made that mistake that defined their life? I've been on the road my whole life. I got no real friends. I'm bouncing city to city. And you wanna know why? Because I got too much pride to say I'm sorry. You know how that sounds? Have too much pride to say you're sorry to the people that love you. Don't you dare be like that, young blood. You'd be better than that.
Dax looks away.
This is the moment. You're gonna run away from it, or you're gonna step up and take it. Choice is yours.
They lock eyes.
That's right, bruh. Championships. This is destiny now.
Dax turns to see Mookie is suited up in a home court advantage uniform. Dax looks back at Uncle Drew.
I'll play under one condition.
And what's that?
Dax pointed Mookie.
Let me guard the white boy.
Let's roll.
It's a minute and 9 seconds left. Excuse me.
Time out.
Jess walks on the court and a referee steps over.
Who are you?
I'm the assistant coach. I'm here to make sure that he's tall enough to ride the ride that my man about to put him on.
Jess grinds on Mookie.
Hey, what are you doing, man? This should be a technical foul or something.
I'm gonna kick you off this court like I kicked you out of my house.
That's right.
That's me, okay, everybody?
Excuse me, I don't know who you are or what this is about, but could you please take it back to the stand so we can play some ball?
Who are you?
If you keep talking, you're gonna find out. Oh, you about to find out, honey. I come from a long line of choir members, so we gonna clap back.
Yes,
I'm
right.
I'm clapping you up. Clapping you up.
A ref pulls Jess away.
I will not.
I love you, baby.
We believe in you guys. Be aggressive.
What am I doing now? What's your girl playing my game?
Oh,
ain't nobody scared of me.
Let's do this, man. Okay.
What's Dax doing in the game?
Waiting for his team to inbound, Mookie cuts, losing Dax.
I got your back.
I got you.
Trail, Dax,
all right.
Trail.
Your help, I'm through.
Mookie catches the ball as Dax runs up to guard him.
Let's go, baby. Let's ball, baby. Vanilla Sky.
Mookie sinks a hook shot.
Oh, it's a football.
Come on, young blood. That's too easy.
Look, it won't happen next time, okay?
Uncle, gently across the midcourt line with seconds left. He's got about whoever may be guarding him. Uncle, the preacher. It's the
preacher sinks a jump shot.
Oh, baby, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, preacher. Praise the Lord.
Mookie dribbles.
All the money in desperate need of a turnover. If not, home court advantage. Can walk away and win it all.
He does a herky-jerky dance between bounces.
What that white boy doing with that ball?
Mookie taunts Dax with his dance, then Dax dives, stealing the ball.
Dax, shoot, Dax. Good steal, Dax. Good steal.
Go, Dax, shoot
it. Fly, Dax.
Shoot it, Dax.
Shoot it. Put it up.
Dax hesitates, the clock ticking down.
Time out. You're going to make me have another heart attack, boy.
Hey, he fouled me on that. You saying he didn't foul me? That was a reach, rep.
Dax sits down, surrounded by his teammates and Maya.
Jeez.
Okay, relax. Listen. I got this. Drew, they can't guard you, man. Just all we need you to do is just penetrate to the bucket, do what you've been doing. The defense will collapse on you. Once they do that, you kick it out to Betty Lou. Betty Lou will take the three. That's it. Game over. Game plan. That's it.
The gang all gaze at him sympathetically.
What? Seriously, what's wrong with that play?
He'll make it.
Excuse me?
Drew's right. They're not even guarding you.
It's a reason for that, Lights.
You made the past in the past. Move on.
You got this, Dax.
Don't need you to be great all the time. Need you to be great this one time.
Dax studies their faces.
Can you do that? We believe in you.
What if I miss?
What if you don't?
You got this.
Dax shifts his jaw as he peers at them.
Come on now.
Let's go. Let's bring it in.
We in this together.
They stack their hands in front of him. Dax hesitates, then puts his hand on top.
You got this. Buckets on three. One, two, three. Buckets! Preach, preach, preach. In case something happens, we got no more timeouts, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. We used our last one.
I could have swore we had one more.
This is it. This is for the money in the bank. This is for all the marbles.
Come on. Come on, Dash.
Buckets down by two. A three can win. 8 seconds left in the ball game. This is Uncle with it. Uncle looking at it. Uncle, over to Hobbit.
Dax catches the pass, and as Mookie dives for him, shot fakes. Mookie goes flying, leaving Dax a clean shot. He launches the ball skyward. In slow motion, the ball soars in a high arc toward the basket, all eyes fixed on it. It's in! Spectators flood onto the court. In the hospital, Big Fella dances joyfully, his bare butt sticking out the back of his gown. On the court, the teammates jump up and embrace.
We want to rock!
That's what I'm talking about, baby! Mookie! Hey, Mookie!
Dax steps over to his rival.
Good game, man.
Good game, bro.
They shake, then Mookie's eyes widen.
I see what you're doing now. Playing my games with me. Okay, I'll see you next year, bro. The cycle continues.
Shaking his head, Dax walks away.
Fellas, we did that, yeah.
Pick him up.
Preacher leans down to lift Dax.
He's way too heavy for
that. His head too big.
His head weighs about 100 pounds.
Get back down.
Dax walks over to Maya.
Hey.
They gaze into each other's eyes. Then Dax moves around her to stand on the bottom step of the bleachers.
Oh, this is nice.
Now looking down at her, Dax slides a hand around her neck and their lips meet. The team watches them kiss, Preacher miming their passion. Their lips part and they stare at each other lovingly.
Hello.
Moments later, Dax stands alongside Uncle Drew.
The hero, Dax. Man, damn proud of you. You took that last shot. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Game ball goes to you.
Drew hands him the ball.
Your team. Your roster.
Drew joins the others as Dax looks down at the ball in his hands, then up at the Harlem Buckets gang.
Nah, my family.
He strides over to celebrate with them. Now in the hospital, everyone is gathered in Big Fella's room as he lies on the bed. Dax sets his hand on the patient's shoulder.
Big Fella, man, I'm really happy that you're okay, man.
Big Fella tilts the mattress down, glaring at Dax, who knits his brow confusedly.
And if anything...
Big Fella raises it.
We were all really... Okay, look. I paid the bill.
Thanks.
I had to pay the bill. You know why? That's what you do for family.
Shh. Still talking?
Hey, check it out. We're on Sports Center.
Basketball coach that went viral. Everyone was clowning him, including us. Well, you're number one tonight and the right top 10 for this right here. Dax Winslow, all three of these, and the Harlem Buckets win the Rucker 50.
Big Fella holds up a hand, but when Uncle Drew goes to high-five him, he withdraws it to brush his hair.
But I know this much. He went from a punchline to a hero, getting carried off on his teammates' shoulders in Rucker. Way to go, Dax.
Big Fella and Dax both grin. Cut to black. Clap your hands. Credits appear.
Yo, 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 here's the coach of the year. Dax is here, baby. I mean, the Rucker champ. Just leave a message, you know, whenever you get a chance.
Hey, Dax, it's me, Jess. When you get a chance, give me a call back. Hey, Dax, it's me again. Your phone must be dead because it went right to voicemail. Do you remember when I made that investment in them shoes? You remember that? You remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? I want to let you know that I went ahead and kicked Mook to the curb. I noticed the phone went straight to voicemail again. Do you remember that? Hey, Dax, do you remember that? I am affiliated with several gangsters. I will find out where you at. We gonna come over to your house. I let you stay in my house rent-free for all that time. I hate you, Dax.
but I love you so much. I don't know why you're doing me like this. You know what? F*** you, Dax.
Behind the scenes footage plays.
Gotta make sure I get the behind the scenes.
Nate Robinson, his boots, leaps onto Big Fella's back to sink a basket.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys following me some makeup, and now I got to go.
In a makeup room, cast members have their heads and shoulders molded. JB Smoove glimpses the reverse mold of his own face. Makeup artists painstakingly apply prosthetics, coloring, and gray hair pieces to age the actors. A man works to remove Kyrie Irving's Uncle Drew makeup.
Kyrie's under here somewhere.
Outtakes play. In the club, Dax and Maya move in for a kiss.
No.
Their lips near again.
Hey, girl. Mike just called me. Preacher, you put your Bible in the club and you can't find it?
In the van, Boots beats Preacher at chess.
Hold up, wait a minute. Hold on.
I can't play in that toy. Okay, that little white boy blocked my shot again. Give me a pudding, even though it's gonna give me diarrhea.
I don't mean to grab your face.
Hold up. Run it back.
Don't you want to go with a coach who straight up looks like Urkel got put in a trash compactor? Isn't that what you want?
Wait a minute. Run that back. Just run it back.
Don't you want to be coached by a dude who looks like an M&M?
Double a nut this time. Double a nut.
Hey, man, you don't blow no whistle in my gym. Okay, stop!
Boy, a little hobbit here can take a spot.
You calling a hobbit Uncle Ben?
Uncle Ben?
You heard what I said. Give me some rice. No.
Young blood, I can't take this rabbit and hippity hop nonsense.
You said hippity hoppity. That's some rabbits would make. If rabbits make music, it would be called hippity hoppity.
You know how old this man is? It's older than you.
I assume it is, brother.
Lots is going down in here. Something went down yesterday in that seat. Feel good about that.
Dax sniffs his fingers.
Got a microwave in here. You got carpet everywhere. Ain't no telling what old women you'd have back there.
Probably had your mama back there.
You ever say you? Well, I'm an orphan, for your information, so I don't know who my mama is.
This is what we call a ditty now. Ooh, that, my lady, that ditty just crazy.
As scenery appears to zip past, a crew member leans in the van's driver's side window.
That came out before you. Oh, I forgot.
Drew grabs the wheel and mimes driving. Now, Big Fella does kung fu moves.
Get out of here.
He swings his arms wildly.
Go! Of course it is. I've come a long way since Kazam.
Multiple takes show Big Fella punching Uncle Drew. Big Fella makes a fierce martial arts face.
I found him at a grocery store putting cans on the top shelves. That's all he's good for.
Casper doubles over laughing. Reggie Miller as Lights dances gawkily.
You are my Beyonce, okay? Not Dante, not White Dante, not Jeff, and not the dude that looked like he sang with New Edition.
Kyrie Irving as Uncle Drew bust moves for the Rucker spectators, then other cast members line dance at the dojo. First Big Fella, then Maya mime smacking Betty Lou's bulbous bottom.
Rapid fire, I gotta go rapid fire.
Reggie Miller as Lights plays the arcade game, sinking one basket after another. In the baptism pool, Preacher dances tossing the baby from hand to hand, spinning it behind his back and rearing back as if about to slam it into the water. At the barbershop, Angelo plays an old VHS tape of himself as a young man getting whipped by a woman on a bed.
Here we go, watch this right here.
What is this, man?
That looked like a dead inchworm.
Drew makes pistol shooting motions.
Who are you trying to be, Morgan Freeman?
Now, John Calipari shakes Uncle Drew's hand.
You played a heck of a game today, sir.
Appreciate you saying that, Coach.
You ever think about retaking those SATs? You have 4 years left of eligibility, right?
I'm more of a Blue Devil man myself, Coach.
At the Rucker, Mookie steals the ball from Dax and drives in for a layup. Drew tries to block it.
Oh, too late, Drew! Too late, your old ass leg broke up on you, Drew!
Now Mookie tries to guard Drew as the old man dribbles between his legs, dodging and spinning away. Ridiculous. Uncle Drew blasts up for a slam dunk, swinging back and forth from the rim.
Ridiculous.
A man in dreadlocks expertly breakdances on the Rutgers Center Court Circle. At the club, the five old men pose dramatically after winning the dance-off. Remaining opening titles. A Temple Hill production. In association with Pepsi Productions. Credits appear. Directed by Charles Stone III. Written by Jay Longino. Produced by Marty Bowen, PGA, Wick Gottfry, PGA. Executive producers Louis Arbiter, Azeal Rivers, Mark Gilbar. Executive producers Colin Smeaton, Perry Rogers, Jeff Weschler. Executive producers Eric Fague, John Fisher. Executive producers Michael Flynn, Mike Upton. Director of photography, Crash. Production designer, Douglas J. Meerdink. Edited by Jeff Freeman, ACE, Sean Valla. Costume designer, Janetta Boone. Music by Christopher Lenertz. Music supervisor, Stephanie Diaz-Matos. Co-producers, Jason Brown, Adam Harder, Jay Longino. Kyrie Irving. Lil Ray Howery. Shaquille O'Neal. Chris Weber. Reggie Miller. Nate Robinson. Lisa Leslie. Erica Ash. With Tiffany Haddish. And Nick Kroll. Casting by Victoria Thomas, CSA. More credits roll. Copyright 2018 Summit Entertainment, LLC. All rights reserved. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this photo play are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events or firms is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and under the other laws of the United States and all other countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties and/or criminal prosecution. Uncle Drew. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Lionsgate Films, Inc., voice by John Bentley. A logo appears, Pepsi. Summit Entertainment, a Lionsgate company.